You are here on the World Wide Web at bbsradio.com, where we all share our spiritual selves, our teachings, our lessons, our awakenings, our abilities, our gifts, our guided path. This station does not judge anyone's beliefs. It is an all-positive home where everyone gets along. Sharing is the key. We do not discriminate upon any type of love, light, blessings of positiveness and prosperity, and harmony is our way of life. Harmony within the without, touching one another through cyberspace, through all energies that we send out in every aspect of communications. We are all empaths with depths of feelings. By gently respecting each one that is packaged uniquely spiritually, we evolve into the oneness. Bright Lights Pathfinders. We are all a bright light searching for the Pathfinder's way. Hello, I'm Kathy Cook. And I'm your host on Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock Pacific Time. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So listen up and tune in to Station 1 on bbsradio.com. It's a positive power production. Unique perfection evolves. Exquisite feelings awaken. Producing passion style. Hello, we're on the air. Always 24/7 at bbsradio.com as you are listening to Kathy Cook, Bright Lights Pathfinders. I'm on Station 1 Thursday evening at 6 o'clock Pacific Time. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Everyone is a bright light searching for the Pathfinder's way. So listen up and tune in and let your journey begin. Listen to all the hosts. Listen to the music, listen to the guest host. You will get a message no matter which way you go with www.bbsradio.com. Oh, and P.S., you're in a rude awakening when you listen to bbsradio.com, because this is where it's happening, this is where it's at, and this is where all the messages of searching for your inner self, the brightest light that you can ever find in your pathway. That's all I have to say. Thank you for listening, and I am off the air.
Hello, we're on the air.
Hi.
This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. And this evening we have a very special guest host, Shelley Weisberg. She's a writer, an author of 5 books of poetry. Her collection speaks from the depths of her soul, and one that's on the path of healing spiritually and emotionally by looking inward for the answers and listening to one's inner voice. She writes on a variety of subjects, all with a message towards personal growth. Hello, Shelley.
Hi, how are you?
It's nice to have you on the show.
It's nice to be here.
I think you need to speak up just a little bit, if you don't mind.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that
okay, that's great. We did a little exercise this evening that was quite fun, don't you think?
Oh, my God, it was like being on... stand-up doing improv.
I know. It was amazing.
One line after another. It's the first time I've ever done it that way.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Pardon?
What I did was, let me tell the active listening audience what we did. I'm a poet as well and write many different types of writing, as you all know. But we tried this little exercise where she would write one line, I would write another. She would write one line, I would write another. And we went back and forth really fast so that we wouldn't use our minds and we would use our heart center and our feelings.
And it turned out pretty well.
I didn't reread it, did you?
I just kept
Tell
going.
Us a little bit about when you got started in writing poetry and deciding to publish it. And
well,
what triggered it?
Well, that's a loaded question in itself. I'd have to say that probably a combination of things. I've been writing on and off 5 years, and I've been writing from my life experiences, actually, from my family life, from the beginning up to now, my progress. Spiritually, mentally, and emotionally from that time to now.
Wow,
so
that's what
I
do.
I write on a variety of things, but usually it's for emotional healing, and I'm a little nervous.
You know, that's what I told everyone when I first started on the show a year or two ago. I said, always use your journal. Write everything out, even if it's just a couple of adjectives. Just get it out there. And it opens up a whole new doorway, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, I'm a spiritual inspirational writer, and I write about experiences from my own life, which is all relatable to everyone else's. So it's like, it goes hand in hand, and it all has a message, really. It's like from the inner struggle and outer struggle to the joy and the feeling of internal happiness. It's a combination. You got to start somewhere.
What is your web page? I know you have several, but do you want to give out one of the web pages so the active listeners can follow along?
Well, my books are on lulu.com, http://www.lulu.com, under Shelley Weisberg. And I have 5 books of poetry on there. And I'm also on whisperingtree.net. And under community, and I'm on http://starlark.com, and I have my books on there, and I have a lot of poems on there as well.
Okay, I hope the active listeners got that. You were breaking up with me. That is whisperingtree.com?
Whisperingtree.net.
Whisperingtree.net.
Yeah.
.net. And there was lulu.com.
Starlark. It's all one word, .com. And then I created my own line of photo poetry cards on freedomtoexpress.etsy.com. Freedom to Express is like one word with the capital F, with the capital T, and the capital E of each word, but it's all written in one.
Oh, and I love the cards. They are just gorgeous.
Well, it's from nature's best, Mother Nature.
Where are you located?
I live in Montreal West. I grew up in Côte-des-Neiges area in Montreal.
Uh-huh.
I have a sister and 2 brothers. I'm the oldest. And my sister kind of inspired me and encouraged me to write the book. She said, you know, you have a lot of poems that you've written for your own personal self as a part of your own healing experience. And that it would be good to put it all in a book. And she found the Lulu in a magazine. And she suggested
that something.
It to me. Pardon?
I said, isn't that something?
So I dedicated
it. It was meant to be.
Pardon?
It was meant to be. I know we're breaking up, aren't we?
I said that I dedicated the first book to her.
Oh, okay. Would you like to read one, or do you have a particular one that you really love, or...
You mean a poem?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I have a number of them, but I have one right here.
Okay.
I thought that maybe just in case.
Yeah.
Handy. Okay, so I wrote this poem called Wings of Destiny. Her wings were heavy. They weighed her down. Still flying and observing, she fell to the ground. Her body weary, too weak to move. Her inner strength kept her fueled. Through stormy weather, she searched for shelter, for sanctuary hidden beneath nature's embrace. She healed entities, although she touched, saved, and delivered in their nest of love. Flying through universes and altered states, the messenger and sender from the pearly gates, watching. That's it.
Oh, that is beautiful. That is just beautiful. The feelings that I get when I read your work is like I can relate to it in so many different aspects of my life, and I can also relate to it in different aspects of other friends of mine's life. It's like you touch the purest heart of your center. And
well, that's how I write. That's
right.
How I write, and that's my goal. So if I succeeded in that, I'm happy.
Man, what we wrote tonight, I know was good. It was
I'm sure
fast.
It is.
We did it in like, what, 3 minutes?
I know. I thought it was amazing, actually.
It
was like we were feeding off each other.
Yeah, it's a great exercise. I do it with quite a few people that when it's an exercise for me to get ready to go and let go and do my work. But a lot of times it comes out for one of the best pieces that we've written.
I know. Expect the unexpected.
I know.
And the expected.
Do you have yours up?
I wanted to, can I read you another one?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Okay, this one is called Living in the Light. Wake up from your deep slumber, my sleeping beauty. How peaceful you look with roses in your hands, no longer suffering, no longer in pain. Laying there in your stillness, into the bright light of the tunnel to meet up with your loved ones. You shall travel beyond the stars to the highest power of your being. I will think of you always. You will never leave my mind. The warmth of your love will guide me to carry on in your memory. Wake up from your deep slumber, my sleeping beauty, no longer suffering, no longer in pain, laying in your stillness, still breathing. The end.
Bravo.
Yoo-hoo!
Oh, I'll tell you what. Your site that I like so much is the one that is has the pictures of the artist as well. Shelley, is it Spirit Path or is the spiritual? It's Spiritual Artist Hearthfire.
Yes. It says spiritual.artist.co.uk under Shelley Weisberg. Yes, I have a page on there with some poetry and my pictures on there. And all I had to do was link it to different websites that I was on, and that's how I got my page. So it's like paying it forward, actually.
Wow.
You see, you give to someone, that's the greatest gift, right, is
uh-huh.
giving. And then for every gift you give, you get a reward. It comes in all forms. And it's better when it's unexpected and when there's no expectation attached to it.
Mm.
Because then you could really feel it when it comes. And it can
yes.
come out of nowhere.
It's like a surprise. It's like so many people want to know what their future holds, you know. But it's just like with what you just said, it just comes out of nowhere. Isn't that better than knowing that it was going to be? It's like just this big reward.
You know what I think? I believe in laws of attraction. I believe that what you send out comes back, whether it's in the negative or the positive. You know, it's like everyone you run across in your lifetime is to show you how you behave towards each other, and whichever way it comes to you, you're going to have to deal with it.
Oh, that's true. I was talking the other week about on BBS Radio about how the different personalities and different traits of different people
yes.
Intertwine with other people,
I
and how we
intertwine.
how we are not set in stone with our personalities, that we can always alter them. But it takes us looking at, why is that person aggravating me, or what does that person have that's getting to me to get me to rent space in my head? And that's either something I've got to work on, or it's something that I really like that I want to work on.
Exactly. I agree with that 100%. And I believe in manifestation, and I believe in affirmation and meditation. I believe no matter what you believe in and what your faith is, the bottom line, the message is love. So if you love yourself first, you could share it with other people. But you have to start with yourself first. And I believe that all the answers come from within.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you tonight, sister?
Hello there.
I thought I'd call in and tell your guest what a beautiful writer she is.
Oh, thank you.
Your words really touch people's hearts.
Oh.
And keep up your work. It's really, really beautiful.
Thank you, and I will.
It's nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I thought I'd just give you a quick buzz. I'm listening in, so just wanted to say hi to my sister, and like I said,
it
still sounds good.
And you are?
This is Medicine Walker.
I know who you are, but I just wanted the world to hear.
All right, well, love to you both, and like I said, your words are beautiful. Absolutely amazing. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
And thanks so much for sharing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good evening.
It means a lot to me.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was sweet.
Yeah, she's a good lady.
Yes.
She's works with the Native American reservations and drumming and all kinds of stuff. But I like this Mother Earth poem, God.
Oh, let's see if I'm
right here on it.
You know why? Because when I write something, I don't memorize my writing because I've written over 450 poems and.
Wow.
And so once it's written and once I get inspired, I write it down, then it's done. And I read it, and if I don't feel it, I can't write it. So I have to feel the inspiration first. And they can come at any time, in
any
place. Isn't
that the truth? Gosh.
There's something.
But the Mother Earth is about the droplets of dew on the fresh green grass, sunny sky and dusky hue. Dawn in the black silence, moon peeking through the clouds, stars glowing, wishing of nature's cast, beauty in its simplicity colors the earth and the trees in the forest, pond of water streaming in the sigh of breeze, heavy fog before the mist of softness, paths of energies run through the landscape. Spirit of fertile abundance, cleansing and purity, washing away the old to the new plant that seeds of growth. Wasn't that just great?
I like it.
And the artwork is exquisite. Oh, my gosh.
Is that from a hearth fire?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too bad it's not mine.
Well, some of your work is yours, right, for the card.
No, all the poetry is mine. I wrote
it. Yeah, all the poetry, but I mean on those cards?
Your greeting cards? They're from different books of mine. I've written 5, and I'm working on a 6th, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, I have about 70 poems right now, but I have a lot of things going now on my plate, so... You know, I am a bit of a juggler, but I also need a break sometimes.
Yeah. I find myself getting up in the middle of the night or even just having a handheld tape recorder beside me when I sleep so I can get that thought out so I won't get up. I'm trying to practice to stay in the bed. You know, at least
hey,
to get
you,
some sleep.
You could get inspiration from the floor.
Oh, I know. It's just like constantly. It's just... It never stops. And I asked God one day, I said, God, when do you stop? And he said, I'm the knowing. And I said, I know you're the knowing. And he said, well,
I'll always be here. It's up to you to turn it off and go to sleep.
That's right. It's infinitive.
Uh-huh.
It's infinitive and ongoing. Right?
It's always there. Just listen with your heart, not your mind, because your mind is man-made of people, places, and things along the way. And the more centered and the more in tune I get each and every day, the more and more I hear God's whisper.
That's beautiful. And that's true.
Yeah.
100%.
I know.
Mutual admiration.
And you're also an empath.
Yeah.
Right? When
yes,
did you figure this out?
I have a sixth sense. I get premonitions. I get warnings. I sometimes feel births. I see pregnancies. I also see death, unfortunately. I don't do worldly events. It's more on a personal level, personal nature. And it just comes to me. It's not something that I sit there and wait for it to happen. It just information comes to me, that kind of thing. And I also feel people out energy-wise and emotionally-wise. And I sometimes could feel their nervous systems, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I could pick up energy pretty quick. And
you know what was so funny that you said today? Because this was like the first or second time I've talked to you. And you said you felt real energetic and like almost on, how did you put it? Almost on the edge of energetic. And I had just talked to our friend 21 Coffee Bean Queen, Lorana.
Oh, yes.
Lorna.
Okay.
And I had just come from my house that I painted. And it is brilliant yellow. I'm talking, you color the crayon as deep yellow as you can. It's lime green and it's orange. And I said, I did not pick those colors out. She says, well, you're not going to change them because you are so bright and you are so vibrant. And I told her I felt like I had just swallowed the center of a Twinkie, you know, the icing, and I was just all, woo. And then he started saying that, and I was about to die laughing.
You know, the thing is, when you do feel the energy, it's just like an intense electrical charge, you know? And it's like it becomes so strong and so intense that it almost feels uncomfortable because
exactly.
I don't know how to explain it. I sometimes feel like there's either a guardian or someone or something watching over me. I do feel protected. I do feel that there's a higher power. I do believe in self-love. I believe in the mind, body, and spirit connection and the past, present, and future connection. I believe that it's all multidimensional. So, I have a lot of interest. I'm wide range, like my interest.
The thing is that to me, when I'm one-on-one with a person, their energy, I can feel it so far. And then the more we talk or the more we trust, the more of their energy comes on to me if I allow it or I keep the shield or the armor up. But each person is just like unique energy in their own way because we're uniquely packaged spiritually as well. So the more people seem to wonder what that feeling is, if you would just look at who you're thinking about or what's going on at that particular time, then you can actually figure out that particular energy of that person. But it does change with their mood. So the more you get to know that person, the more people you understand that person.
And it's also, you could also feel, let's say you get a warning sign, or you get an uncomfortable feeling, but you don't know why. But you know it's there. Even if you don't know the reason why, it's sort of like a red light going off in your head saying, stay away from that person or stay away from that situation. Unfortunately, many people don't listen to the inner voice, so they end up setting themselves up to get disappointed and hurt. I mean, we've all been there and we've all done it. And I guess the point is to learn from your... learn from your experiences that come your way and take the positive from it and move forward and just keep growing, no matter how hard it gets.
Well, that's such a good
point. What I learned.
That's a great point. Would you like to take some call-ins? You want me to give out the numbers? It is 877-876-7610. 5227. That's universal. USA and Canada number is 888-815-9756. And the direct line here at BBS Radio Station 1 is 530-876-3222. So we would like to offer you the opportunity to give a call in to Shelly and get to know her a little bit, welcome her aboard. And also, I don't know, Shelly, would you feel like doing any intuitive insights towards people, or if they want to ask you about some books?
To be honest, I rather just, you know, go like I'm going.
Yeah, like the intuitive insights on your book.
You know,
give them some pointers and pitches on a writer, as a writer, of what, how you got out there, how you got started, and how you pursue whatever comes your way, because you know that your inner self is telling you what to say and do with the poetry.
That's right.
Do you use a lot of different types of poetry, or did you study any kinds of poetry of how to write them, or did you just...
I'm self-taught. I never took a creative writing class. I don't know all the different styles of poetry. I know some, but I don't know them all. And I just write from the depth of my soul, and I just write with emotions involved, because I have to feel it, and I'm a very passionate person generally, so without the passion and the desire and the inspiration, I couldn't write. I couldn't do anything artistic and creative if I didn't have it. You know?
That's
and,
what, like,
that's
the color
I
red.
I never went to school for it, no.
Oh,
I just I just decided to write for myself. I've been through a lot of things that were heavy. I turned it around. You could say that I'm a rags-to-riches story in thought.
Oh.
So I'm like a role model for people who have struggled, who have been through a lot of things, and that it's possible to have a happy life afterwards, no matter what, to a one's best ability, okay, to what you can handle, okay? Because everyone can handle certain things, and not everyone can. So you
like the emotions of your feelings that you express.
Yeah, I tell people I was raised by wolves.
You know, that is
but
so
I'm a
funny.
Leader of my own pack, you could say. I've never been a follower. I've always I've been somewhat of a rebel as a kid, but
yeah.
But I'm quite grounded. I'm quite grounded. Despite adversity.
The feelings that you get when I read some of your poems, like Energy Healer, or you know, that one just, that reminds me of exactly, I don't even know how to say it, the emotional sense of being, the compassion, you know, the,
yeah.
It's got so much compassion to it.
I'm a very
And you send your messages out to others in that way.
Yes. That's how I do it. That everyone has their gifts and their talents in different areas, okay? And I want to reach other people with my words, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I believe if you don't have empathy and if you don't have compassion, you don't have much.
And they have to go together.
Because you have to learn to give it to yourself first. Now, if you don't even have it for others, then you can't have it for yourself. So then how can you send it out?
That's,
you learn as you go along. True. There's no manual.
Yeah.
You know? There's so many
And there's
books
no that... mistakes. To me, there's no mistakes, because art is no mistake. Can't erase it because it's already there.
Exactly.
You know, it's already happened. It's already there. So if we don't look at it as a mistake, we look at it as a learning tool
exactly.
and apply it to ourselves,
and there's
then
many tools
we gain
out there.
More. Huh?
There's many tools out there.
Yeah.
There's many tools, and there's many, you know, like I'm open to beliefs and faith of all kinds. When someone say, what do you believe in? And I just say, I'm international. You know, I listen to everyone's opinion. I have my own. I follow on my own spiritual path. I don't put anyone else's down. I listen, I learn, and I grow. And I share it with other people as they share their opinions with me.
Yeah. Mutual Attraction.
Okay.
When did you write that one?
Oh, my God. I think it was last year I wrote it, and someone really liked it and put it on their website called
Gosh, that's great.
Searchlight. Searchlight. Oh, my God. It was a while back.
Yeah. Well, it's a good one. I'm going to have to give out that webpage again, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You go ahead.
What?
The webpage? Your webpages again?
Oh, you know, all the ones that I mentioned before, you mean?
Yeah, or the Spiritual Artist Heartfire is the one I'm on.
Okay, Spiritual dash Artist co.uk, starlark.com, starlark.com. I have my books there, and I have inspirational quotes that I wrote. It's under articles. On whisperingtree.net, I have a lot of poems on there. I write often for them.
Oh.
And I also, there's another one I forgot to give you. It's called allthingsgirl.net.
Allthingsgirl.net.
It's a woman's woman-to-woman magazine, just for women.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and it's under writing. I've been in a number of their issues. If you look under my name, Poetry by Shelley Weisberg, S-H-E-L-L-Y, W-I-S-E-B-E-R-G, and you look on Google search, you're going to see every place that I've been on.
And you can probably put in spiritual or awakening or
enlightenment.
You know, any of your little tags that you've got in there, too.
Oh, I have a lot of tags.
Yeah.
I'm also on gather.com, http://gather.com. I have poems.
You have been busy. But it's been delightfully busy.
Delightfully busy.
Yeah.
Can I read you another poem?
Sure, I'd love for you to.
This one is called Heal in Peace.
Okay.
Winged angel of mercy saves your soul from fear and death of old ideas. Out of control, stagnating personal growth, passing judgments without a fair trial, defending one's belief system, habitual emotional crime, soul-suffering injustices of victim thinking, following not leading on the pathway to truth not in denial, blinded in diversion of focus, heal in peace, winged angel of woe.
Man, that one is so true, so deep, and so beautifully put together.
I like it.
I love it. I get to listen to you read some more.
You want to hear another one?
Oh, yeah. I love them. And I know the active listening audience does.
This one is about when you lose a loved one, whether it's in a long-term relationship or they pass away.
Okay.
Or when you're going through a breakup. Any of those things. It could mean a lot of things.
Okay.
Okay. Liquid tears, fallen rain, down my face. Emotional droplets, caressing skin. Bittersweet hearts, cracked in half. Drowning passions in sea of blue. Floating away, stranded feelings. Ocean streaming, soaking sand. Dissolving dreams, crushing hopes. Into pieces of losing you.
Oh, and that is every word I could think of, but goodness gracious. these poems just really, I just close my eyes while you're reading them and just can visualize different things as you're speaking it, project into my life. So you've truly got a gift to be
Thank
able
you.
To speak out to each person, I'm sure, and touch a part of their soul that needs to hear the words that you've written so beautifully.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I wanted to tell you that I also have a lot of dreams, and I've seen a lot of handwriting in my dreams, but the handwriting is not my own because I write very small, and the loops of the letters are very big. I don't know what that means, but I get that a lot. I also visited my grandfather on the other side, and then I wrote a poem about it. I couldn't forget it, so I had to write it down, and I called it Tunnel of Light.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Sure.
But when he was on the other side, he was of a man of 30, 40 years of age. So when he was happy and he was healthy and he was muscular and he was strong, he died when he was 90 years old, but he lived on his own in his own apartment till he was 90.
Wow.
And he was very, very independent. He was from Russia. And he never remarried after his wife died, and she died at 64 years of age. And she was from Poland. And he lived in a one-and-a-half apartment, and he loved The Price is Right and radio and playing cards and younger women.
Oh, wow.
So there was nothing wrong with his eyesight.
That's a good thing.
And so I wrote this poem called Tunnel of Light, and it goes like this. Tunnel of light shines on your presence as a younger man, healthy and strong, peaceful and free, smiling at me, sharing memories of love and life. Closeness of family, happiness arrived from another time and spirit. On the other side, dreaming and visit, holding each other in thought. Tunnel of light disappears in night, smiling back at you.
Your grandfather was something else.
Oh, he was. He was a role model to me, and I'll never forget him. He died on August 26th in 1988, and he visited me after he passed on. I knew it was him. I felt his presence. I felt he wanted to make sure that I was okay. And when he knew, he was gone. But I visited him. I astral travel. I'm really into it. So.
Yeah. My dad died 4 years ago tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is a special day for me. And I wore his flannel shirt all day long. People thought, what is she doing? Because it was an old ragged flannel shirt he worked on the farm with. And he speaks to me quite frequently. I say, hey, Daddy's talking to me. Daddy's talking to me. 333.
He wore a plaid shirt?
He wore a flannel plaid shirt all the time.
So did my grandfather, and he was on a farm, too.
And Daddy was 74 years old when he passed, 73.
Oh, wow.
Going on 73, yeah. No, he was 72, I'm sorry. My mother's 74 now, and I compare them together. But my mother, when he passed away, I mean, she was so devastated because it was 2 years long of cancer. And I had his feet while he was leaving his body, and we could literally see him leave. And the halo wrapped around my brother David, out of five of us children, and the grandchildren that were in there. But Daddy came to me on the third day, and I mean, he was so big and tall, and I could see him just visually. And I said, Daddy, why are you so tall? He said, because I want to be. I said, well, why do you have on a blue shirt? He goes, we can wear anything we want, and blue's my favorite color. I said, well, you're eating. I didn't think you ate in heaven. He says, I love food. He goes, you can do and be and feel whatever you want.
That's
however,
right.
There's different levels. You have got to answer to everything that you've done and that you feel that you can't let go of, not that they're showing you. It's the fact of what did I do that I need to work on. It's still that way in heaven, he said.
It's too bad we can't figure that out on the earth plane.
Huh?
It's too bad we can't figure that out on the earth plane.
Exactly. And he had tears, little tears in his eyes. I said, Daddy, there's no tears in heaven. He goes, I have every emotion. He says, heaven is what you want exactly when you want it, like that. He said, if I start dwelling on, you know, we think that everything just goes away and we just go to heaven and everything's hunky-dory. Or some people think that you have to answer to a certain thing, to a certain, you know, to God of all the wrongdoings you've done in his little black book. But Dad explained it to me. that there's different levels. There's 7 levels of heaven. And that, you know, you get an assignment when you're there. He's a greeter for when people cross over. And also, your family members definitely meet you there, even including your animals.
Okay, that I know, that I heard of.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, remember, in the Bible book, it said the sheep shall lay down with the lamb. I mean, the lion shall lay down with the lamb. He said, that's so true. He said, but there's also so many different types of people that don't even look human, but you don't see them as that in heaven. You see them as exactly who they want to perceive themselves to be.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Isn't that neat?
Yes. How they see themselves.
So, I'm glad my dad knows your grandfather.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Huh?
Because my grandfather wore a lumberjack plaid shirt all the time.
That's what I had on today.
Oh.
A lumberjack plaid shirt.
For him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went to the barn and messed around some there and just piddly-farted a little here and there. And just had a daddy day.
That's fantastic.
And it felt good.
That's fantastic.
What's your intake? I'm going to ask you a couple of just hypothetical, off the subject of writing, but I know the writing has brought a lot of the rawness from your soul.
Okay.
What do you feel is other people's reason for being a person's friend and then shunning them or talking behind their backs? I'm getting a lot of people calling me on that. Now, I feel that it's insecurities and inferiority complexes. Or either not understanding someone is what I told my girlfriend about her other friend. Now, it's either also, this is just what I'm gathering, Shelley, so I'm just asking, you know, just like what you think. Don't you feel that when somebody's bugging somebody with something, like if somebody bugs somebody about something that they had, because we marry each other.
Mm-hmm.
But how would you go about telling that person that they need to look at themselves in the mirror without saying, you know, because I want to be empathetic with
okay.
her, but I want her to know that it's all a lesson. But you know how some people just want you to agree with them when they are upset or aggravated about something,
mm-hmm.
but then like a man puts on the Mr. Fix-It hat and he's wanting to fix the situation when a woman is just wanting to talk about the situation. But in counseling or working with someone, I've just got this, they're both my friends, that's the problem. So I see both sides of it because I'm standing outside of it.
Are you?
Yeah,
are you
really
standing
am.
Outside of it, or are you in the middle?
I'm kind of like
too?
On the edge of the forest looking at their tree.
You know what I learned a long time ago? Never play the middle. Because
Don't ever play the middle.
Because when you become a mediator, and
mm-hmm.
you're a therapist for both sides, right?
Right.
Counseling, as you put it. Okay. Sometimes the one in the middle that's got the good intention gets the heat.
Yeah.
I think that they should talk between themselves and figured it out themselves. I also believe that when someone backstabs or when someone wants to make you feel small, it is their own insecurity and they're projecting it onto you and trying to make you feel the way that they feel deep inside about themselves. Maybe they know it, maybe they don't know it, but I believe it's a reflection of their own fear and their own insecurity. And I also think sometimes jealousy, because
right.
they would like to be where that person is. So they have to rain on somebody else's parade, because if they're not happy, they want to bring you down. There are people that I call them emotional vampires.
Yeah. This was about a trip they were going to take, and who could take it when and all that stuff, you know. I was like, oh. You know, I'm not even going. So, but you know, emotional vampires, I've also learned that being empathic, what's so odd is empathic and sympathetic, you know. So Those are two opposite things. We heard be sympathetic all our lives, you know, like being sympathetic towards the person that had someone pass, or sympathetic for someone's feelings or something like that. Then we don't hold it, but empathics feel it.
Yes.
And I guess that's why that was bothering me so, because I see both sides, and they've been friends of mine since the first grade.
I know.
And I just had to just back out of it.
But
you know, and I had to shut the door on an email and just tell them both, do not contact me till y'all have this settled.
Exactly, because it should be settled between the two of them. You have the good intention. You're the person that's trying to help the two of them, okay, see the light. Now, if they're blind, they can't see it. If they're stubborn and one wants to be right and the other one wants to be right, and then they're coming to you for counsel. So all they're doing is venting to you about what bothers about the other.
Right. They were wanting somebody to make the decision.
It's unhealthy. You know how I would, you see, because I've learned a lot of those lessons along those lines, too, because I had a problem letting go of things, and then I would hold on to stuff. And on occasion, I still have that trigger or whatever that sets me off. But I'm in more control of it than I was way back when. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So I say that the I message is the most positive, like saying, I would I would appreciate it if you would not talk to me in that way or treat me in that way because it hurts my feelings or whatever. You say it in the I message. Because
right, instead of you make me feel.
When you say it in the you message, they retaliate and take it in a negative, and then they feel like they're on the defensive. So they'll attack. They'll go into attack mode, you see? So I think that the I message just explains your feelings without casting blame, without putting blame on anybody. So they feel more relaxed, you see? So I believe there's a lot of power in the I rather than in the you.
I know. There's another thing I learned with my children is if I said, could you or will you take out the trash, instead of can you, because they would say, of course I can, but am I going to do it? I don't know. You know, it's all in the way we speak.
Of course. And
yeah, you have some good pointers there. What would you give this active listening audience some descriptive adjectives to hold on to, like believe in yourself. That's a good
have
one. What else do you
ability.
Want to put in there? We're going to make an energy ball.
Woo-hoo.
I'd love to make energy balls.
I could see in the energy ball my future.
visionary insight. Your poem right here that says, see beyond the physical world, gift of visionary insight.
Exactly.
Beyond realms of healing, star seed senders of the purest thought. Bringing pleasure through the eyes, joyous hearts sing in tune, reading the signs that are known to us. Human nature in expression, feeling in control of whatever comes your way. It says, in the lessons, oh, there you go, that's what caught me. Feeling in control of whatever comes your way in learning lessons. That is such a good piece. That is so perfectly said. It's the little seeds that are dropped.
Yes.
It's almost like, let me finish the poem first. Visions come from within. Thoughts and feelings with emotion. Navigating our journey. Connecting us to that part of ourselves that exists separately from the world and from intuition is the spirit path of insight, harmony and balance, vibrations of essence, seeker of knowledge. Oh, I love that, seeker of knowledge. From way beyond the above, soul levels of existence, from the plane to the next, investigating all. Oh, man, you know, you Do you know what I get out of your poetry? It's like a whole story. And it's just picked with little inklings of, you know, that that you just get it there, man. You just get it there. Oh, I love these poems. I can't stop reading them. I've been reading them for days. They touch me in a way that I need them to touch me, that probably was along the same parallel lines of what something that you felt as you read it. But every time I read it, you remember when I first met you, what, a month ago?
Yeah.
I went on your site and couldn't get off of it. You sent me like four or five, I believe. Okay. And I was like, and then I'd go back another day and read it. And it was it gave me a whole nother message. You know, it molds your lyrics or your poetry.
Lyrical.
It molds
exactly
to the feelings that we need for that moment.
Exactly. And, you know, you could say a lot in a little. You know, you don't have to write a 10-page poem for it to mean something. If you could say a lot in five words, then you could say a lot more maybe than a long, long
poem. How about let's do what we did today?
Oh, my God, I don't know.
Just say one minute.
I'm four. Let's try. I am tired, but let's try.
I am tired, but let's go for it. You know, I've got it up.
It's easier when it's easier.
We were just typing it away. See, Shelly and I keep crossing paths on Facebook. We love Facebook, don't we?
Yes, yes.
And let me see where you was at. Because you were gone and I was gone.
Oh,
I have it still up because I haven't closed my windows.
Yeah, mine isn't closed either. Where is it?
Okay, good. Then it starts with...
Where are we now?
Okay, it's at 7:13.
Woo!
And then we have to scroll down to, let's see. No, it's above that. Y'all bear with us. I see where you're a ball of energy. There it is.
Where are we now?
Okay, I found it. It's at 7:09.
The time was 7:09?
The 7:09. Okay. And then you started, well, let's see. You see it? It was so good.
I'm trying to find
it. I don't know how to copy and paste off this thing. Oh, it's at the very top. Through stormy, weak weather. You see that at 7:05?
One minute.
That's the last one I had, so I lost it. It evidently went off. Do you have it?
Through stormy weather, too weak to move, his inner strength from golden rays kept us fueled.
Now, isn't that something? Say that again. This is to the whole universe, everyone. Who do you think the inner strength is coming from? Go ahead and say that again, Shelley.
Through stormy weather, too weak to move, his inner strength from golden rays kept us fueled.
Was that the end of the poem?
No.
We kept going?
I just found a bit here and there. I'm trying to find a...
That's all I've got.
Okay, you wrote,
because
how I exercise. We will set the waves of communication on fire. No.
Yeah. I remember that part. We will set the ways of communication on fire. And then it went, you finished it with something else, though.
I know, but I'm trying to. But you know something? I got, no.
I wish we could have saved that.
But
we have other ways and means to do this. But, you know, one of my favorite little sayings comes out of, I forget her name. I used to I love to read cards. That's one of I get at a card shop and I can't get out. But she wrote, how empty of me to be so full of you. Like overdue library books, some people stay on my mind. Susan, Susan Nelson, I believe. Her cards.
Don't know.
Have you ever heard of her cards?
No.
I think it was back in the 70s. But I told my mom. Huh?
I was only two.
Well, I'm 50.
No,
I'm 53. Okay.
Listen, can I read you one last poem?
Yeah, we've got about
4 minutes.
3 minutes.
Oh,
we get off the air about 1 minute till.
Okay. It's called Ghostly Child. Ghostly child peering through foggy mist, watching from afar, from another dimension, in another era, from another place, drifting through time, caught in between worlds towards spirit light, of beacon bright, shining on her the way to go home. She lingers on from dusk until dawn, floating through air, searching for her mother, who was lost at sea, from long ago, entity from eternity, forever lives on in her daughter's ghostly heart. Free her from the earthly plane, into the spirit world, where she belongs in finding peace, rather than remain in limbo state, away from her mother's loving embrace.
Oh, and that can be the mother of all things, or the mother that's human.
That's right.
And with that, is there anything that you would like to give out to the universe as a message? What is your message to the universe today?
To learn to love, to be free inside, to hold, to touch, to feel needed. Oh, I forgot the rest.
Oh, that's good. My message to the universe is actively listen for the toms. It used to be look for the toms, but it's actively listen for the toms. Listen to what a person has to say and value that person with all your might, because they're in your life for a purpose and a reason. And we're crossing each other's paths, so many of us today, to help awaken this world. And with that, I want to thank Donald Newsom and Seth and Doug at BBS Radio for allowing us to have this show tonight. And hopefully you'll come back and be a guest host again, because I've had a great time.
And so did I. And I thank you.
I thank you as well. And with that, this is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, and we're off the air.
Peace.